Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. How many times have you picked up the paper or listened to the news on TV or radio where juveniles have been involved in some type of crime and or violence? It happens way too often. Then you hear the public's reaction. This new generation is full of bad people. It wasn't this way when I was a kid. This type of remark has been made for many years. So does that make each generation worse than its predecessor? Personally, I don't know, nor have I seen statistics to prove otherwise, but keep in mind the fact that each generation is larger than the one before as our population grows. Juvenile crime is always front page news, very seldom buried in the tail end of the news. Many of us don't really digest news about the good kids, even though this information is available on most any day. One source is the sports section. You read about juveniles excelling in many sports almost daily. As you read the paper throughout the year, you see pictures and read articles of juveniles who have proudly volunteered to help other people through the many nonprofit organizations. You see pictures of those who have been awarded scholarships, plus many other types of work or deeds that reflect their capabilities that are needed to become an outstanding citizen. Just recently, I had the pleasure of attending a Boy Scouts of America Court of Honor, where four of our local scouts were awarded the rank of Eagle Scout. These four young men worked very hard to achieve such a lofty position, and I heard them say that they were, at times, ready to give up, but were encouraged by their parents to continue. Another example of what parents can do to help guide their children down the road to success. I also had the pleasure of talking with an outstanding young man, 18 years of age, who sets an example for those his age. He is a full-time college student who commutes to school over 40 miles each day, maintains a lawn mowing business with 13 customers, details autos, and assembles, distributes, and sells firewood starters for wood-burning stoves. One of his classes is political science. During a class discussion, he stood and made a comment that another student in his class disagreed with. Rather than follow up with a discussion, the other student attempted to attack him physically. Very recently, a heroic young lady of 14 helped a mother with two small children get out of the line of fire during a gun battle in downtown Eureka. She acted on her own. Young people are the future of our nation, and it is most important that you parents continue to work with and guide your children in order to build a better future. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Fred Nelson for a Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.